What's going on, guys? Hope everybody's doing great, man. It's been a minute since I've been, you know, doing this latest podcast. You know, I've been busy and working and stuff. Let's talk about the executive orders that Trump put down, man. Since Democrats and Republicans didn't have no agreement on the next stimulus package, they were being stubborn, you know, of course, putting politics into this like they always do. So Donald Trump took executive orders. He took in charge, if you say so. He pretty much extended unemployment. It's not $600 no more. It's $400. $300 to the federals. The federals paying $300, and the state has to pay the $100, which is, you know, crazy because the states don't even have the money to pay the fucking extra $100. New York's broke as hell. You know what I'm saying? New York spent over $10 billion. $10 billion. During this whole COVID crisis, all right? That's insane. $10 billion. New York has fucking lost throughout these past 4 or 5 months because of COVID. And you mean to tell me they got an extra $100 to pay for unemployment? What? Then you're talking about $700 million. You know, think about it. I mean, it depends on who's on unemployment. Job ratings are going up, supposedly. This is what they're saying, that there's jobs out there, but a lot of people are still not working. So I don't know how it's going to work. Let's see what happens. I don't know. But that's one of the things. He also, I guess he funded more the rent thing, the mortgage cut, the rent, hold on rent. He got an executive order on that. Here's one, the payroll tax cut. That's pretty interesting. Payroll tax cut, pretty much you're going to bring home more in your check. You're going to see your check a little bigger. But guess what? You know, yeah, because you know how Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, you gotta pay that, obviously, you know, because when you retire, everybody's, you know, supposedly, you know, depending on Social Security. But Social Security's been going down the drain for a while. By 2035, Social Security's it's going to be gone. But my thing is, you know, okay, cool. I get 401k, I get that 401(k), I get all that stuff for my job. I'm thank the Lord, I get that. But still, so that means, tell me, starting September 1st through the end of the year, Trump promises, you know, you're pretty much not gonna pay that. You're gonna see more in your check. But who knows if he's gonna win or not? Because you may have to pay all that money back. So it's a catch-22 right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who knows? If he says if he wins, he'll suspend all that. Like, he'll let the IRS know. You know, he'll waive all that, all the money you owe, because, you know, Social Security, you might have to pay that bill back, and it's just all kind of nonsense, man. But let's see what happens, man. September 1st is right around the corner. We're already the 15th of August. We got like two more weeks of August. September 1st is there, so it's like, who knows, man? Yeah, so you'll see more in your paycheck, pretty much. Because, you know, people need money. You know, people need bigger checks, and they need, you know, more money. They want people to spend more in the economy, because it's been all fucked up, you know, for the past 4 months. They want people to go out there and spend, you know. So they're like, hey, Trump's like, hey, he's saving his ass too with this payroll tax cut. Hey, why not cut back? Why not suspend the tax cuts from Social Security, Medicare, and, you know, let people take home more in their checks. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? But, okay. Do we have to owe something back? That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's, you know, cool with this and all that. But they're not understanding, like, the cons in this, man. Like, the BS you got to go through. That we got to pay back. That's why I've been saving all my receipts when I do gas, my whatever expense I'm spending on. Oil changes, you know, shit from work, food, fuck that. I'm not playing. I recommend you guys, if you guys work, all essential workers out there, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, start saving all your receipts. If I were you, you know what I'm saying? Because with this tax cut coming up, you know, you're expecting more in your check. But like I said, you may have to pay something back next year. You know what I'm saying? Since we're not getting the stimulus check, or who knows, they're still working that out. I don't know what's going on with Congress, but I don't know what's going on, but, you know, apparently they're on vacation right now in the recess, so you know, just start saving your receipts for all you guys, man. Like, with this payroll tax cut, you know, yeah, it's great. You're gonna see more in your check. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool. If I were you, I would save and manage that shit. Fuck that. Instead of saving, instead of spending out there, yeah, you can spend here and there, but I'm gonna be wise. I'm gonna start saving and managing more. Cause you don't know, man. You might have to have pay that shit back during when you do your taxes. You're like, might have to get a bill. Oh, you gotta pay this because you didn't pay Social Security. This and that. Nah, man. Be smart with your money, guys. Yeah, hey, it's your money. You do what you wanna do. But if I were y'all, man, during this time, just be smart, man. Save and manage, man. It's nothing like save and managing during this time, because, you know, especially what he's doing right now with this payroll tax cut. He's just trying to get a vote. He's just trying to get people to vote for him during the November. So he's just desperate. He's just doing whatever he can. So, you know, don't let that shit fool you, man. Be careful, man. Just be alert and spend your money wisely, man. Save and manage if you can. If you can save as much, try to avoid spending. That's my goal for the next 2 weeks and the next month of September and through the following year, just until Christmas. I want to save and manage as much as I can, man. Because, yeah, I'll spend here and there, but on my expenses, obviously, on rent and stuff, bills, utilities. But other than that, I want to save and manage more because I don't know if I have to pay something back next year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm keeping that on alert. So, you know, you just be smart, guys. You know, I know y'all smart, but, you know, some people want to blow their money on stupid shit, and especially now that this shit's happening. So, hey, be careful. That's all I'm saying, because you don't know. We might have to pay something back. Unless Trump wins and he figure out what he's going to do. But other than that, we still got to pay, you know. You're going to see a bigger fat check. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, ain't not, hey, I like it, you know. I don't mind having more money in my check, but it's like, damn, you know. Then you got to deal with the pros and cons, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to deal with the payment. Oh, you owe this. Now you owe more money now. You know what I'm saying? So, just be careful. You know?